We have a follow-up on a story we featured a few months ago, a story about the exotic spice saffron. UVM scientist Dr. Margaret Skinner has been growing the saffron crocus inside a greenhouse at a research station in St. Albans. And on a cold, blustery day back in November, she took a close look at the pale purple flowers in full bloom.
Each flower has 6 petals. It has 3 stamens. Those are the mustard yellow ones. And there are the 3 stigmas. That is the gold.
The powdery threads of gold that Skinner is talking about are saffron. And now Skinner and her research associate have just held their first workshop on how to grow what's considered to be the world's most expensive spice. VPR's Lynn McRae has more.
Gold seems to be a common theme here in talking about the potential of growing saffron.
When Mom found out about saffron, we were like, that's too good to be true. And now, we're like, we have to at least check it out, because if it is real, then this is the gold rush.
Ryan Golombeski is at the UVM workshop today with his family. They have a small farm in Little Compton, Rhode Island. He was excited to hear that the market for saffron is vast.
And then on top of that, if your first crop, as long as you don't plant it when it's frozen in the ground, you're still guaranteed a return immediately. And most of the time when you plant or grow things, that's not how it works.
It's worth more than gold right now. Literally. And on a per-gram basis, it's more expensive than gold.
Scott Beatty is with Food Future in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a group funded in part by the MIT Media Lab. Beatty says that because there's such a big market for saffron, and because it's so high-priced, it does get adulterated in the world marketplace. And that's where Vermont comes in.
I think this is an incredible opportunity for Vermont because saffron is the 4th most fraudulent food in the world. A Vermont co-op centered around saffron could be amazing. It'd be pure, you could establish the provenance, it would be incredibly high quality. The saffron oil content is high.
I missed the part on how to pick the weeds without damaging the plant.
The message over the course of the day-long workshop is that saffron can be grown here. The research for the University of Vermont has involved planting the saffron crocus in a high tunnel, similar to a greenhouse, but without heat. Dr. Margaret Skinner believes it can be an ideal crop. Saffron is harvested in the late fall, when other crops are done, and it can be grown on a large or small scale in unpredictable climate conditions.
We're starting to build a whole network nationwide that together we can work to make saffron production a reality throughout much of the United States and Canada.
Skinner says there are challenges to growing saffron. For one, rodents love to eat the plant. But she says growers are developing strategies to control the varmints. And like the people at today's workshop, they see a bright future for saffron.
And it truly is a golden opportunity for growers. And they know it. And they're enthusiastic to get going on it.
Just how enthusiastic? Here are Ryan and Nancy Golombeski.
When are you going to start?
That is an excellent question.
Tomorrow we'll definitely look at buying the corms and moving forward with it.
Meanwhile, Dr. Skinner says a new North American Center for Saffron has been established in response to the overwhelming interest of growers and the public. For VPR News, I'm Lynn McRae.